Hi, Angels, and it's Friday night, and I'm really glad to be here. So I want to talk to you about wisdom, and, you know, I do personal development along with a lot of other you guys probably do every day. I know if you're listening to the show, our shows like this, I know that you're into a mind, body, spirit, personal development, being the best version of yourself that you can be, right? I mean, who doesn't want to be that? But a lot of times we don't want to do the work. And or we do the work and then we stop, right? But it doesn't matter. Just, you know, doing the personal development and figuring it all out is the most important thing. So here's what I want to talk about. What are three questions that you can ask your loved ones to figure out or to gain more wisdom about them and yourself and the world and things that are important to you and things that you didn't know and that were important? That suddenly become important, right? And I think that's important. I think that's something to really look at. So a couple of things. The definition of wisdom, what do you guys think it is? Do you have an idea? So I'm going to give you this, and then I'm going to go into the next part of this. So I heard this today, and I can't even remember where it was, but it said the definition of wisdom is to value the things you have while you have them. Most of us forget to really love ourselves enough to live in the now, right? Or we're always looking at our neighbors or somebody and saying, oh, they have this, I wish I could have this. And so sometimes we play that game of keeping up with the Joneses, right? I'm going to get this so that I can have the same thing as somebody else has, right? You know, the top, newest, whatever. And so we forget to just value the things that we have already. And that's in, you know, while we have them, right? So, you know, I remember I was really lucky enough to know that my mom was not going to be here for very long. And I remember spending time with her and going to see her for the last Christmas that I had her, right? And amazing, you know, and that was in December and she died in June of that year. But I'll never forget that being able to spend time with her and share with her and laugh and joke and have conversations with her. So, you know, or my car, I had a great car at one time and I remember, oh man, I love that car. It was a Beetle and I've actually got a Beetle convertible and I really enjoy that car. And I remember thinking when I got it, I go, man, I'm going to enjoy it. And, that car was wonderful until I wrecked it. So, but I did enjoy it while I had it. So, there's times that I haven't, right? And I know that a lot of us have not done that. So I think a key point into develop more wisdom is really, really to value the things you have while you have them. So I'm giving you a couple of things. You know, my mom and a thing that I had, but my Volkswagen, this is years ago, but I truly enjoyed it. I enjoyed it so much that I have a Volkswagen right now, a Beetlebug convertible. Love it, by the way. So... let's talk about this. What are three questions that you can ask your loved ones, your friends? I ask everybody. So I'm asking you. And you take it and ask your friends and loved ones. So here's the first question. If you knew you could not fail, what would you do or what would you be? Wouldn't that be great? And if you knew you couldn't fail, you're going to be successful at it, right? Some of the questions, when I asked that question today, somebody told me, I would like to be an actress or a model. And she's a woman who's actually turning 56 this week. And she's a character. She's like beautiful on the inside and the outside. And she said she would love to be an actress or a model. And I go, wasn't that cool, right? And then I had another one said she would, if she could be anything, she, you know, or do anything, she wanted to take her, she's a designer. She wanted to take her linen line and make it worldwide, where it'd be successful worldwide. And I asked myself that if I would be doing what I'm doing now, I would also I actually like to make it, you know, go worldwide, Angel Coaches, and my coaching program to bring a lot of people in and reach 6 billion people, right, which is something I want to do. That's what I do if I knew I wouldn't fail, and I know I'm not going to fail that, so that's something that I would do. You know, so what would you do if you wouldn't fail at anything and you could be or do anything, what would you do or what would you be, right? So anyway, here's the second question. This is a good one. I love this one. If you knew you had $100 million in the bank, what would you do or what would you be? $100 million, right? So what would you do? See, a couple questions I got. Somebody said, I'd get everybody I know, all my friends and family, and she goes, I would take everybody on a great vacation and give them $500,000 each. I was like, okay. I go, how many? She goes, well, we would need two cruise ships. Isn't that cool? So what would I do if I had $100 million? Oh, and she also said she would have like six houses, a couple in different places in Europe, and then a couple places in the Caribbean and one here. And she said, I would actually have someone I would teach to do what I'm doing. And as I said, this one's a designer. One of them was, one is a designer. And one of them is a lady that she's starting her own business, writing books and things. She's actually a new angel coach. So isn't that cool? So, and what would I do if I had $100 million? I told you I'd take angel coaches worldwide. I would buy a house in the Caribbean. I would also buy one in New York and one in Paris and one here. So, will I do that eventually? I'd like to have my own airplane too. And I would like to have a rescue organization for animals and a rescue organization for elephants. I love elephants. I love animals and dogs and cats and, you know, and be able to provide for them. And I also would like to have a house like these houses that you see where you build your own house. Like they've got a beautiful one. It's like millions of dollars. I saw it the other day on YouTube. So I would like to do that. And I'd like to have an organization that helps kids with cancer. And I also would like to have an organization that will help people live their bliss and be their bliss. That's something that I want to do. I asked this question to a gentleman, and he said, here's what I would like to do. I would like to have Super Bowl tickets for the next 10 years. I'm like, okay, that's cool. And he, of course, wanted to buy some things for his family, you know. But Super Bowl tickets, right? Never thought about that. So isn't that cool? Anyway, so that's a great question. And then the next question is, if you knew that you had 6 months to live, what would you do or what would you be? And actually, I told you guys the other night, to those that are listening to the show now or later, if I had 6 months to live, what I would love to do is like be with my family. And if I had the $100 million from the next question, I would definitely take everybody different places and go and travel, or, you know, have people to travel with around the world. I actually, one of my clients, she's pretty amazing. She said she would like to, if she had $100 million, she would like to travel the world and help people in need, in trouble, you know, not in need, but help people that give them a better life, right? And give them the coaching to get the better life, okay? And also give them the finances to create that better life, you know, help them fund their dreams. Isn't that cool? So if you had 6 months to live, what would you do, right? I mean, isn't that a great question? You know, would you sit and be sorry for yourself or would you do something? I hope we would all have the wisdom to get off our butts and do something, right? Or get out, you know, and do that. As I was just telling you guys, I'm so sorry about this, but I have a friend of mine. He is, he's got cancer and decided not to do treatment. And so he is like enjoying his life to the max. And the doctor said it won't be painful. He'll just one day go to sleep and not wake up, right? So, or he'll wake up in heaven land. That's what I believe, because we never die. And so to live with joy and happiness, that's true wisdom. And because there's no road to happiness, there's only happiness. To love people, love all you can. And one of the things that you can do is ask these three questions to people and give them a chance to answer it, not right away maybe, but give them a chance to think about it. I learned this today. As I did these three questions. If you want to remove mental blocks, take your right hand and take the tip of your right index finger, tap it, or not tap it, but squeeze it six times. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Ask these questions, but that when you do that with your right finger, it helps remove mental blocks. So I'm glad I was able to share this with you, and I hope that you enjoyed it. And I hope you have a wonderful weekend. I have a coaching program that I'm launching with Angel Coaches. So if you'd like to be a life and spiritual intuitive coach, we have a great program and a great way to get your business started and continue and help it grow. I've got a whole system that I have worked literally years to put together. So, you know, when the student is ready, the teacher will come. So, you know, I really needed to learn a lot, and I have. I'm continuing to learn. But I have a system that will give you guys income. You can work from home, work from a coffee, you know, from Starbucks, wherever you want to work, and enjoy living your life and, you know, ask these three questions to your new clients and also help them find their bliss. You know, I've got some great coaches that are being trained right now using this new system. We have a new magazine we're launching, okay, Angel Coaches. So I'm excited about that. Hopefully it will be done by the end of the month. But there's my new system that I'm working for coaches to create a way for coaches to get their work out there. The word out there is amazing. And one of them is with this Angel Coaches magazine. It is a digital magazine. I'm super proud of it. So I've had a lot of great people contribute to it with their articles. And it's all about soulmates and angels. So that's our first issue. And hopefully it will be out the first week in September. Keep your fingers crossed about that. And if you want to have a copy of our magazine, or you want more information about becoming a coach or using a coach, call me at or text me at 954-636-9401. Or you can hit me up on Instagram, Angel Coaches. It is a lot easier if you text me, though. Okay, so you guys are wonderful. Thank you so much for listening to me. And I hope you have a wonderful Friday night and Saturday, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye now.